One of the greatest challenges of religious growth is that inspiration fades. And the question is, how do we keep the inspiration? Oftentimes we're inspired to do something, to help someone, to daven, to learn, and then we quickly lose that inspiration. So one simple technique is to make sure that after we're inspired, we take that theoretical inspiration and make it real. We put it into action, so a person leaves a shir, and he's inspired to now do chesed. So that next moment, you make sure you pick up your phone, make a phone call to help somebody that you know needs help. If you take that inspiration and you put it into action right away, that will help a person prevent the inspiration from fading. And we actually see that from the Korban Todah, which is one of the korbanos that's mentioned in this week's parsha, where a person, it has 2 days to eat most korbanos. Yet here, for Korban Todah, you have 1 day. You have to pack it in. There are many loaves of bread. You have to eat it all that day. The question is why? Why can you have 2 days to eat it? So I saw that Rav Nemetzal suggests that a person is inspired to thank Hashem for what he did for him. And truthfully, after even a day, the next day, he'll already be less inspired. But if a person's able to eat all the bread on that first day, that means he's going to eat that bread with a lot of regash, a lot of excitement, a lot of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's hopefully going to lead him to continue being inspired even after that day. What we see here is that a person has the theoretical inspiration. He's so thankful to Hashem. Don't wait till tomorrow to eat your bread. No, eat it today. Because if you eat it today, you'll be able to actualize that inspiration. So the next time we're inspired, whether it's by a friend or by a rabbi or somebody else, make sure to take that inspiration and to actualize it. Make it real. Make a plan how I'm going to actually use this inspiration to move me forward.